AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that two-time Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell and the San Francisco Giants have agreed to a $62 million two-year contract. Snell has the right to opt out after this season and become a free agent. NBA, the Timberwolves moved into a tie for second place in the Western Conference with the Nuggets after winning 114-104 at Utah. Anthony Edwards paced Minnesota with 32 points. The Timberwolves and Nuggets trail conference leading Oklahoma City by one half game. The Cavaliers were on the road to meet the Pacers, and our Tom McCabe has the details of a Cleveland victory.
Playing shorthanded away from home, Cleveland came back from 15 down for a 108-103 win over Indiana. Jarrett Allen and Caris LeVert both had 23 points to lead the Cavs. LeVert added 8 rebounds and 11 assists.
We got a lot of guys capable of contributing, making big plays down the stretch. Our defense really held up the last three quarters of the game and won us that game. It's a good offensive team, and we held them to, 103? So that says a lot about our defense.
43-25 Cleveland was playing without three key players, including leading scorer Donovan Mitchell. The Pacers fall to seventh place in the Eastern playoff race.
The Celtics continued their dominance at home with a 119-94 win over the Pistons. Jaylen Brown scored 31 points, and Derek White posted his first career triple-double with 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists as Boston improved their league-best home record to 31-3. Kristaps Porzingis returned for Boston after missing 5 games with a strained right hamstring and scored 20 points in 22 minutes. The Bulls inch closer to the 500 mark with a win over the Trailblazers, 110-107. DeMar DeRozan led Chicago with 28 points. Coming up, the rest of the night in the NBA, a light schedule in the NHL, along with NFL and NCAA football news. The Heat and 76ers met in Philadelphia Monday night. Here's correspondent Michael Luongo.
The 76ers pull away the fourth quarter for a 98-91 win over the Heat. Up by 14 to start the quarter, Philadelphia saw Miami rally to tie the game at 85. They retook the lead for good on a three-point basket by Buddy Hield. Then got key baskets by Kyle Lowry that preserved the win.
Got some shots that went in, and we were patient and we were poised.
Tyrese Maxey had a game-high 30 for the Sixers, who moved into the sixth spot of the Eastern Conference standings.
I feel like guys are, you know, coming back or whatever, and we need to be stepping in the right direction come playoff time.
Bam Adebayo and Mike Rozier had 20 for Miami.
The Knicks got 34 points from Jalen Brunson in a 119-112 win over the Warriors. The Kings needed overtime to dispatch the Grizzlies 112-111. Malik Monk with 28 points, Domantas Sabonis 25 points and 18 rebounds for the Kings. D'Angelo Russell poured in 27 points to lead the Lakers past the Hawks 136-105. NHL, the Capitals defeated the Flames 5-2 to move past the Red Wings in the race for the second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. Alex Ovechkin led the way for Washington with a pair of goals. The Sabres were 6-2 winners over the Kraken. Jeff Skinner with a hat trick for Buffalo. NFL, the Cowboys are reworking quarterback Dak Prescott's contract in a move that could precede a possible extension. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
The Dallas Cowboys are slightly reducing quarterback Dak Prescott's massive salary cap hit by reworking his contract going into the final year of the deal. A person with knowledge of the move tells the Associated Press a $5 million roster bonus has been converted into a signing bonus to reduce the 2024 cap hit by $4 million to $55 million. The Cowboys can create more salary cap relief with an extension for Prescott. The three-time Pro Bowl selection and 2016 AP Offensive Rookie of the Year passed for over 4,500 yards and 36 touchdowns last season.
The Saints and defensive end Chase Young have agreed to terms on a one-year contract. NCAA football, new University of Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer has received an 8-year contract worth $87 million, and the NCAA men's basketball tournament begins tonight in Dayton. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.